Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Leaf blower, scrotum, prescriptions, pants, feet.
Double digits, motherfuckers. I don't know why I swore, but I did.
What? Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I was just watching you.
Yeah?
And I was going to say something like,
No.
You seem so excited, I want to ruin it.
Oh, well, that's not a fun way to go about the show. You're like, too excited, fuck this guy.
Well, no, I was letting you have it.
Oh, I see.
I didn't want to just chime in and like steal it from you, so I was just watching.
So the opposite, you were being graceful and nice.
Yeah.
And then I'm the one that now just flipped it and ruined the movie.
Yeah, you're the asshole that ruined the whole moment. I was just kind of like, look at him go. He's so happy.
That was a friendly smile. I thought you did something like to trick me.
No.
Like, there's a prank or an airbag under my chair.
There might be.
And you're just waiting. Double
Who knows?
Double digits.
Who knows?
You knew exactly what I was going to say. You voice command it. It's hooked up to Alexa. Mm-hmm. And if I say double digits, motherfucker, boom!
I'm controlling with my buttons over here in the arcade.
You drive
I'm waiting for you to say the right name and then
launch me into the ceiling. Okay, here we go. Number 10 of Can You Don't. Your name is Brian Albrand.
Yeah, it is. Your name is Joe Paisley.
And we are happy to be here. Thank you to all the new Patreons from this past week.
Heck yeah.
Number one way you can support the show is to go and sign up to be a silly goose, a super silly goose, or a super duper silly goose, which has the bonus of getting your name on the motherfucking website.
A lot of names on there.
I know.
It's filling up.
We got the link in the episode description. Go check it out. And then if you have something you want to see on the show, I don't care what it is. Besides, it can't be your peen. Hey, guys, at canyoudontpodcast.com.
Well, we could blur it out or put a black bar or something.
It's a real, that's
a
fun game.
Well, if it was your picture, it would be like this long black bar off the screen.
That's so generous of you.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go the other way.
You're welcome.
Like just not wasting a lot of ink. It's like a tiny little blotch.
Just is that a speck on the computer monitor?
Trying to get the dirt off?
Yeah,
like, scrape it off. It's a black bar. For the second time, back by popular demand, we're doing What the Fuck Just Happened?
Oh, yeah.
On the show today. Reminder, that's where we take an article or anything that we find online. Brian and I will turn it into a game show that you, the kids out there, can listen to and play along as we reveal what the fuck happened in whatever we're talking about.
I'm excited to see what you brought.
I know. I'm excited to see you brought, too. Mm.
You're excited to see my brat?
Fuck, I'm so hungry now. Just shove that brat down my throat.
Enough
bro.
Dick talk.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's pretty much it for promo out the gate. Let's just shut up and get rolling. Does that sound good?
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
Okay, so this week we are doing another Would You Rather. This one sent in by our wonderful son, Chris, and then we provided the other half. He's our stepson? When did he get kicked out? Who's his mom?
It says combo between stepson, Chris, and us.
I didn't want to make him too included in the family.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry, Chris.
You're halfway in, halfway out, buddy. But here it is. So would you rather sweat cheese? God, the visual of that.
Moldy.
I don't fucking.
Disgusting cheese.
So sweat cheese, or you have to use a leaf blower wherever you walk.
Oh, that'd get annoying.
Dude.
For everyone.
It would be awful. Getting up, first thing I thought about was getting up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. You just have to get your leaf blower out.
When I read that, I didn't even think about in the house. I just thought, like, walking to the store and you're outside, how annoying that would be. Yep. Yeah, but you're right. In the house.
Get up to go get a glass of water. You just went, get your fucking leaf blower out. And I picture it's like, it has to be the backpack one, right?
Oh, yeah, huge. Okay. Yeah.
A gas-powered, this thing.
Pull the ripcord.
Right.
Stuff flying everywhere. Toys.
One way, it's, yeah, that's a one good way to clean up the...
I made a video on that.
I know, I'm setting teeing it up.
Yeah,
baby.
I cleaned the whole house with that thing.
With a leaf blower.
Yeah.
So, like that. But also walking around, going to a store, going to a movie.
Grocery. Oh.
Going down to the aisle in a movie theater. Excuse me.
During the movie, you have to get up to go to the bathroom. You turn on the leaf blower.
What the fuck, bro? Like everyone's cheeks are flapping. Sorry, excuse me. Blowing their popcorn out of their hands. What the fuck? Sorry, I'll be 1 second. I have bad news. I have to go back and sit down.
Imagine like a crowded, like New York, shoulder to shoulder traffic. And you're walking along the sidewalk with a leaf blower.
I mean, you're kind of, in certain situations, I'm going to assume that you're helping kind of like it's fall. And there's a lot of leaves on the ground, and you're on the sidewalk. That's a helperton.
If you're blowing the stuff away from people,
you're right.
But you might be blowing it right into their face.
I'm picturing like a neighborhood sidewalk. I mean, kind of doing the Lord's work.
Yeah.
Out there with that leaf blower. But the second anybody, like, you know how this is the comparison I have off the top of my head. When a car is driving by and you're weed whacking or you're mowing the lawn,
mm-hmm.
you courtesy stop your roll. Just so you don't shoot a rock into the fucking car, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of just... And if someone doesn't, you're like, whoa, bro. Like, Jesus, you could have ended my life. It's kind of the same with this leaf blower. This dude would be approaching. You're like, oh, I don't know what he's doing out here with his leaf blower. But when he gets close to me, he's probably going to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy doesn't turn it off.
He passes you.
Passes you. Go, hello! Mm-hmm. He's like trying to point it away. Like, sorry, excuses. Can't turn it off.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if it's dirty, mm-hmm. I mean, you're just blowing dust... Or ash, or mm-hmm. any sort of thing. Like, imagine going to the beach.
Right, the sand
like
guy.
You're taking all your stuff down the beach, and you're just blowing sand into people's mm-hmm. drinks on their blankets and everything.
Beautiful day, isn't it? Huh?
Beautiful day! Because remember, it's really loud.
Yeah.
It's got a motor.
You're just always smiling with your headphones
yeah,
on?
Yeah, you got the headphones on,
give
too.
Give them a thumbs up. And then sweating cheese. What's the first thing you think of when someone is sweating cheese, what body part do you go to?
I mean, armpits.
Besides my armpits from last week. I don't know what's happening. I go through these phases in my life where about once a year, there's a stretch of a couple weeks where they're just water fountains. Does anyone else have this happen?
I mean...
Like, there'll be normal sweaty pits, and then every now and again... It's just like, hey, how about we ruin every shirt you have today and for the next several days?
In your defense, we are in a small room.
I know, but it happens outside. It's happening at the apartment. Like, it's dripping down my body.
Well, you're getting older.
Oh, that's
you got old guy sweats now.
No, no.
It's like the meat sweats.
This is just a thing now?
You got the cheese sweats?
Oh, yeah. I hit 37. It just turns into a water fountain. That was my water fountain noise. Not very good.
Some ASMR, is that what that's called?
Yeah. So turn the podcast off and don't listen anymore. I think that's what they call that.
Gross.
Okay, so what do you picture when you picture sweat?
Armpits and crotch area, like some swass going on. Like, right, I'm not wearing any underwear because I've decided I'm not wearing underwear during the summer.
Yeah.
And so, like, you sweaty ass, so you're getting, like, ass cheese.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's the nacho cheese dip kind of thing on your taint.
Yeah.
That's fun. Armpits, if you were upside down, it'd be a nice cheese bowl.
Yeah.
You could dip some things in.
Well, what kind of cheese is it?
I think whatever cheese. I think you get to pick
a good
the cheese.
Brie? Is it?
Oh, the stinkiest blue cheese. Just moldy
just
cheese
basically
out of
mold growing out of...
Oh,
it's getting caught in your armpit hair.
Dude, it would be the worst.
Well, imagine like going for a run.
That's okay.
And your
that's
feet
where I
are
went.
Sweating.
That's it. That's where I went. Marathon feet cheese smasher.
And it's not even like the smell. It's, it's the squish. You're running on squish. Yeah, and you're like shooting over the
blasting
out of your
cheese out of your shoes. Here's like one of the only good things. I have a couple, but the first good thing I want to talk about here is if you are going on a hike, you would only have to pack crackers.
True.
Because then you already have all the dip.
Yeah.
You're ready to go. That's it. And crackers are light. So maybe that's a bonus. I'm sure there's cheese fetish people out there.
Oh, yeah.
OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. You can start that up and just sweat your nacho cheese out of your face.
Only cheese, yeah.
And make like $100 or something.
Well, okay. If you want to go there, think about like sex because... Here's a pickup line so for gross. You. You're sweating, but you're like, oh, you want some salami with that cheese?
That's
talking
a good
about
one.
Your penis.
Break you off a piece of the salami stick.
Imagine an orgy, like just a bunch of dongs hanging around, just salami and cheese.
What is this party? If everybody did.
It's a porno.
If you were the only one, they could rent you out as like a weird mascot at a wedding. You could be a walking cheese fountain. You just like, hey, cheese with this? Like, yeah, sure. And you just take your shirt off. And they just scrape it off
your body,
like yeah. through your back hair.
Gross. Oh, that's so gross. But imagine like a, I'm going to go back to the porn thing. Imagine like, you know, and they have like, it's one chick and like 10 dudes.
Yeah.
And they're just like.
That's a gangbang, bro.
Yeah, gangbang. Yeah.
Gang like, bro.
You know, what's that thing
what's
called?
What's that one term? Gosh, man, I've been looking it up since I'm three. What is it?
Okay. Like
your holy saint over there.
Yeah, I thought this was a new concept I was just creating. So, because I don't watch
hear
porn.
Hear me out. What if?
Yeah, there's one chick and 10
five
dongs.
Dudes.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. Running a cheese train. But imagine, so like here's, they play into that whole thing where she's got
what 10. If she's the one that sweats?
10 dongs. Yeah, and she's like, she's mm-hmm. got, takes like crackers and she's like scraping yeah. off of yeah. her and then putting the meat in the middle of the salami.
Man. You'd have it'd be a bummer if you were lactose intolerant.
Oh yeah,
you're just getting cheese shoved inside you. I don't like that visual.
Well, I can't. I mean, if you're lactose intolerant, the cheese is coming out of you. You must be
constantly like, sick.
Constantly sick, vomiting, yeah. and then you're yeah spewing or, cheese.
And then just to get us back on the right track here, there's the other way where if you want to have sex, you have to do it so slow.
Mm-hmm.
No sweating. She's allergic to cheese. But you love her. So it's just like barely moving. The room is 14 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure you do not
the
have
AC
any,
is cranked
any
all
cheese
the way
dripping on her forehead or anything like that.
Oh, you're on top I going know. At it and it's sweaty, just dripping cheese all over. She's laying there like going,
God damn, it's just cheese just, in her eyes. Fuck. Just let me know when you're done. I mean, you know, a sexy walk anywhere with a leaf blower. I'm not sure why that's funny to me. Like going down a runway. There's certain jobs you wouldn't have if you have to constantly have a leaf blower. But one thing you wouldn't have is friends. Ever.
Well, if you were...
If you wanted a little leaf blower club?
If you like, if you were just... Let's say you were a workaholic.
Okay.
And you're just... Yeah, you don't do a lot of extra stuff. You could make a shitload of money just being... A leaf blower,
guy.
And just like you
doing
have your
driveways.
Own, yeah, you have your own business. You just walk around, blow everyone's mm-hmm. thing, and you just do it however long you want.
Going up to the door to collect payment afterwards is funny. Like they knock, 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 knock. They open it up. He's fucking holding the leaf blower right in their face.
Well, it would be off because you'd be standing there. Right?
Oh, you can turn it off when you stand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless
fine.
You're walking, running in place, and it's just on, blowing their face.
You can stop, right? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You're just a little.
So
game
he
play.
Walks up there, turns it off. And he takes the money, and then she'd shut the door.
Yeah.
He'd turn around, take off again.
Room out of there.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could turn it into, they have those leaf blower cars where people like sit on a chair and use the leaf blower to move them, right?
It's getting really, mm-hmm. people, you basically lay down and take a nap while you're mowing lawns now.
I love it.
It's so luxury.
I can't sweat cheese, so I think I'm going to have to go with the leaf blower. And I think that... that seems well, like a thing that I can't do the cheese.
So selfishly, yeah. I mean, I... If you're not worried about bothering other people with a leaf blower, that's the way to go.
It's just a lonely, like, lonely life.
Yeah.
The lone leaf, they
well,
call you.
Sweating cheese is a lonely life, too.
Unless you find some cheese hounds.
Yeah.
Some big cheese fiends.
Unless you're, cheese. Yeah, unless you're the fetish guy. Like,
yeah, I just but, love cheese.
But like you're an OnlyFans, but that gets lonely, too. You're collecting checks, but.
Lonely fans.
Lonely fans. There you go.
Lonely fans are those OnlyFans accounts that don't have any followers. And that might be you if you're sweating cheese. You're mm-hmm. a fucking OnlyFans account.
You know, you know that, okay, I want to hear some cheese or like food fetishes
okay,
from people.
Okay.
Send that in. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Can you down podcast.com, whatever the
that's
email
the
is. That
you nailed
is.
It.
Yeah. I've never done, I haven't done that yet. So I was like, wait, did I say that right?
How'd it feel?
Weird, because that's usually what you do.
It's just built into me.
You're so much
things.
Better at that kind of stuff that I'm more of a, like a reaction guy.
You will be amazed how fast you could catch me. It's not like it's crazy talent.
I've seen you run. You're not that fast.
Okay.
You're all arms.
Fuck you, bro.
You're all biceps.
I run on my hands. Now fucking catch me, bro.
That's why your arm is so huge. I'm going to go the leaf blower,
okay,
too.
Leaf blower. Yeah. Great. All right, let's move on. We do have plenty to talk about for the next segment. See, can you beat that intro? that I just did?
No, I told you I can't.
Go fuck. All right.
Wait. Is that a challenge?
It kind of was. I just butchered it, but we're going to move on now.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
Okay. What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about?
What are you thinking about?
This week, we've decided that we're just going to... We both have things that we really, really want to talk about. So we're just going to do both of them. That's what we're going to do. Because we're excited about them, and they're kind of related to your body.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
And you can't... unless you're in here right now about to slap me, you can't stop me.
There's no one here. Ezra's not here. Nobody's here. We can do whatever we want. He didn't yell at us when we got in here.
Ezra, our boss, is gone.
Yeah.
Okay, you go first. You start us off here.
All right. So this is something that I just one day started thinking about it, and I'm like, wait, why do we do this kind of thing? And then I started asking people, and they didn't really know why we do it. Some people have reasons that they think we do it, and for whatever reason. But it's basically... like for sneezing or a bodily function.
Okay.
So specifically it started when I started thinking about it, it was sneezing. So when someone sneezed and someone's like, bless you or excuse you, I got thinking like, why do we acknowledge that? And I know like, and people say like, well, back in 500,000 BC, people sneezed and they're like, oh, bless you. Because it was like demons or whatever, trying to get the demons out or whatever the hell. And it's like, okay, well, that was back when was going around. Like, there it is.
Yeah.
That was way back then. Why do we still do that? And I ask people these questions. They're like, well, I think it's just good manners to do that. And I'm thinking, why is that fucking good manners? If I make a bodily function, it's on you.
Like a weird reversal of respect.
So I sneeze and I'm staring at you waiting for you to acknowledge that I sneezed.
Like, and I've been in that situation where I've been doing something and you can feel them looking and you're like, oh yeah, bless you.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, whew, thank you. I can move on with my day now.
And see, I don't say it anymore because I think it's dumb. Because
you're a Grinch.
So then people say like, well, it's, and then I've asked people, they're like, well, it's just good manners to do that. So then I think, and I don't want people to think I'm just a fucking animal.
Okay.
So I don't say it because I think it's dumb to say it. But then at the same time, as I'm not saying it, I'm thinking the whole time, like, what are they thinking? Are they thinking that I don't have manners?
Yeah.
and then I started thinking about like, should I just say it just to
get out of this situation?
Yeah. And they may not even care, but now I'm obsessed with the fact that they think that I should say it and I'm not. And I think we just should just fucking end all acknowledgement. When people burp and they're like, oh, excuse me, or they cough and say, excuse me, why do you have to apologize for doing that?
Yeah.
Why do we do that?
I don't have an answer for you.
Let's eradicate of that.
Why did it become rude? Now, I would say a burp or a fart can be kind of rude. I would say that.
Sure.
Given that, like, you're like, oh, you know, sorry, excuse me. Like that kind of bit. But if you're like, oh, sorry, weird. I mean, it's like you didn't mean to cough.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry about that.
I don't know.
Situational, if it's quiet and something's going on and something happens, you're like, oh, sorry, excuse me. You give a little hand. One hand on the chest, the other one comes out forward, and you go, excuse me. Like that's kind of the
gesture. Yeah, oh,
sorry, excuse me.
See, I get that.
Please don't stab. Don't stab me.
Kill me.
Please don't kill me.
Put the gun down.
Yeah, it's that
kind
of defensive thing. So if it's quiet, I can see and excuse me. But if you're just out and about doing life,
lift up the leg on the wooden seat.
Toot. Right. Oh, sorry, excuse me.
And then the library's shh.
She goes, bless you.
Yeah. Wait, wrong thing.
Wrong hole.
I don't know.
Why are you blessing that hole?
I guess I get it, like, it's acknowledgement, like, oh, look at, but still, like, everyone does it. Everyone shits, everyone pisses, everyone
coughs,
farts, sneezes. Everyone coughs. So, like, when you do that, all of a sudden, you're supposed to be ashamed that you did it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, taking a shit is kind of a shameful act when you think about it. Like, people, you get embarrassed. Like, when I go take a shit and I'm in a public restroom, I'll wait till I hear everyone leave before I get out to wash my hands because I don't want to walk out and do that walk of shame. And what I usually do is I run out and hit the urinal.
Oh,
so it flushes, then go to the sink. So
that's
if someone walks in, the urinal's flushing, and they can look over the guy like, oh,
he owe me pee.
Yeah, that guy destroyed some other guy destroyed. I just pissed in the urinal.
Yikes, huh?
Yeah.
That is a weird thing.
It is.
Everybody knows exactly what you're talking about, too.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's the same shenanigans. It has to be in the girls' bathroom. They don't have a urinal to flush, though. So
yeah.
It's a little easier.
They're all kind of in on the same thing. It's we pissing or shitting in. Nobody knows.
They have like nice smelling things in there. Men's couches. Bathroom. You can't have matches in the men's bathroom. They'll set the ceiling on fire. Like it's just things you can't have in there.
The alcohol and matches aren't a good thing. Yeah, they just have a trough. Like that's one thing I don't think women understand is that when you go into the bathroom in public, you're standing, your dick is a foot and a half from somebody else's.
Yeah, and if they're
exposed.
If they have a big one, it's even closer.
Yeah, it's even closer and it's deeper.
Yeah, you get it. But that is weird, like having to be sorry for your own bodily functions.
I think it's just weird. And then people said, well, it's rude to not say bless you or something. And that's when it's like, okay, it's one thing to say it's good manners to do that.
But now I'm a bad person.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's the issue that I have. It's good manner. Yeah, it's like, oh, he wasn't raised right because he didn't say it.
Right.
And now it's like, now my parents look bad because they didn't teach me to say bless you. So now I'm affecting my generations before me.
I wonder if there's a prank out there where someone sneezes and then just fucking death stares the person next to them until they're like, oh, bless you. And they're like, thank you.
Thank you. And then they walk.
Move back on. I'm not sure if that exists, but it seems like.
Are you a bless you guy?
Yeah, I guess it depends, but I'm saying it more as being funny. Like, bless you. Like I'll just kind of yell it. And the further away the sneeze is, the funnier it is for me to bless them.
Yeah.
Like if it's a super distant sneeze,
like a block away,
I barely catch it. I just go, bless you.
Yeah.
That's funny to me. If no one else says it, I guess I'll say it, but I'm not going to be the first to bless anybody. I'm the last person that should be out there blessing people. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So
my dad used to say Gesundheit when we were kids. So when I would sometimes even, you know, like to this day, sometimes I'll just throw that out there. Cause it's a German word, but it's like, it's just kind of funny. Word too, and so I'll throw that out there. But for the most part, I want us to eradicate that because then no one has to feel awkward for not saying it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, I was talking to my sister. She was sneezing, and there was someone going, "Bless you." She sneezed again. Oh, bless you. She sneezed again. Oh, like, geez, wait for the sequence to be over. You don't need to acknowledge every single fucking one of them.
I think it progressively should be more aggressive. If you get one, you get a bless you, and you go, whoa, bless you. Third one's like, fucking knock it off.
Yeah.
Like that, you got to shut it down. And if they do it one more time, you get to punch them. Like it's a fun game.
So now you're shaming the person for sneezing.
No. At first, you were nice. They did it to themselves by sneezing too many times in a row. And that is something they need to go to the doctor.
You're going
to
hold in a sneeze?
Yeah, it hurts. I'm not.
Exactly. It's shit fly.
I'm not punching anybody.
I love sneezing. You know when you have a sneeze and it comes up and you're like, oh yeah, because it feels good.
Ooh, yeah.
And then it just goes away. You're like, oh. So then I grab something like a shoelace and start tickling my nose. Or your
shoelace?
Yeah, or something.
Take your shoes off and start tickling your nose.
Something that I could make myself sneeze.
What the fuck is that guy doing? And you're just in public? I almost sneezed.
They're I'm like, at the airport. Right. I take my shoe off and I'm tickling my nose with a.
And he's like, sorry, I almost sneezed. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's like blue balls for your nose.
Yeah, it is.
When it goes away.
Do you know you can run, if you have a sneeze, you go out and you look at the sun, it'll make it go.
Yeah.
A little boost.
Make it go zoom tight.
zoom tight.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at on that.
I like that. And I want to hear people's opinions. So go ahead and get in here. Tell us why people bless and is it fucking weird and should we stop?
And yeah.
Okay. Okay. So here's something that I actually just started recently thinking about. And just to be clear, out the gate, that's some fucking
that's
sick
metal as shit, dude.
So I've been thinking about it.
I can put magnets on my arms right now. It's so metal.
So metal, baby.
Yeah. It's in me veins.
Not the right vibe for what I was going for. So just to be clear, I am not dating. I would ruin anything I went out and was a part of for a long time. So I'm not out there dating. However, I do realize that I am brand new to this world that didn't exist the last time I was a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole new world.
Single life, you mean?
Yep, single life. And the app shit didn't exist 16 years ago. And then now it is every single thing. Like, that's just like...
Everyone's out there swiping.
It's almost weird to not meet somebody online. Mm-hmm. I personally do not ever plan on signing up for a single fucking one of those. I don't know why. I feel like I'm a grandpa on TikTok. Like, I shouldn't be there. It's kind of cute and funny that you are. Just get the fuck off. I think you kind of missed your prime. If you weren't there when it started, you can't get on later. I'm kidding. But it's just
talking to me?
No, I'm just talking in general. Like, not to you, bro, right now. Like, just berating you.
You pointed right at me, and then you're like, I think you should be off there. You
get off. God. What I'm getting at is, no, I'm talking with my hands here.
This is how I make a living.
You're the only person to yell at, right?
Telling the story.
No, so I hope I never have to get on them, but whatever. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. But as I was thinking about it, the number one complaint that people have is you just really don't know who you're meeting. Mm-hmm. And you don't know what you're getting into. And a lot of times it's like a lot of relationships, even friendships, it starts fine. And then you're like, oh shit.
The crazy comes out.
Yeah. Whatever the thing is, you're like, oh fuck me. And then maybe at this point you made a bad move and you moved in too soon. And you're like, oh shit. Like, what am I going to do? So here is what I'm thinking. I think that you and I, Bry Guy, we should start a dating app. Working title, progress, where the dating app, everybody's profile.
Can I stop you really quick? Yeah. Sorry. I just had an itch under my knee pit. Yeah. Is it a knee pit?
Yeah, sure.
Look at this. I'm sweating so bad. Imagine if that was cheese.
You're just over there licking your fingers.
It's just over there like licking the cheese off my fingers.
You're like, keep going.
Mm-hmm.
That's not distracting or anything. There's cheese coming out from the brim of your hat. Yeah. Just like, Jesus. Jesus Christ.
My knee. Oh, no. Yeah, well done. It.
Thank you.
My knees are bent, so I didn't. And then I opened them up to just kind of air it out. And yeah. It's like, it's actually dripping down my leg.
It's hot.
So go ahead. Anyway,
okay.
Sorry.
Okay, so we got to build a dating app.
Okay.
And here's how I think we get to a better place for everybody. The profile picture for everybody, the first picture you see, no matter what profile it is just a picture of what prescription drugs they're on.
Oh, I like that.
It's whatever medicine they're taking. And then the next one can be your headshot or you holding a fish or whatever the fuck you're doing.
Your long walk on the beach.
Yeah, whatever that is. But the very first one, it's just showing Pazama Jam or whatever fucking drug you're on. And this other thing for that and that and that. And so, you know, you're like, okay, well, they're taking some steps to correct this, but I've seen this before and I don't do well with this.
Right.
So you just kind of see a snapshot. We call it snapshot. A snapshot into their brain and their medical history. You'd be like, you know what? I don't want to fall in love with this guy because he has heart problems.
Right.
Or whatever it is. I don't care what it is. But then you might be thinking, if you're out there right now and you're clean, you're like, I have nothing. I'm taking nothing. Sometimes that's worse.
Yeah.
So don't think that you're going to be dominating this snapshot app, if that's the name we go with, because maybe you should be on medication and you're not. We all know those dudes where it's like, I'm on anything. Anything, bro. One thing I need is the gym.
That's right.
Bro! It's like, God, maybe you should be on something else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I hate that too.
Whatever calms that down to maybe brings it back down. Take some of that.
Yeah. No, but so whatever medications you're on, whatever the name of it is, which is a whole nother topic that I'd like to talk about. Why do these names even exist? I get it for medical reasons. You have
Pazama Jamagene,
Pazama Jamafram, and on the back end it's like, no, it's called Black Off or whatever the fucking nickname of it is.
Pazama Jamagene, that should be like nighttime medicine.
Right. Pazama Jamasaurus.
At least if you have the name sort of in it.
Right. Like a little segue, pajama.
Yeah, like the pajama
shit.
Yeah, so you put them up in your medicine cabinet.
PJs.
And you're looking for pajama and yeah.
Pajama, come down
a Fram. Yeah. Yeah.
Less Sadazam.
Like what a schizophrenia medication is like.
I don't know. Less people as am?
Alone people, yeah.
I don't know.
One
voices in my head as am? No, but the names, just change them to the names of the things that they're going to fix. Like, that's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it should be heart pill. Mm-hmm. Like, that would help me out so much. This just says heart on the front of it. I don't need that.
And then it says the Norframajam.
Somewhere else.
Underneath it, in parentheses.
Sure, in case your doctor needs to see it.
Yeah.
But just label it and just say heart, headache, balls, wiener. Like, whatever you're taking, stuff, it just has it right on it. And then if you have two of them, they'll just be like, heart pill number two.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot easier.
Cholesterol, everything is right there.
Because I went to the doctor for my heart, and they started asking me what prescriptions I was on. And I was like, I don't know the names of them. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, what is it for? I'm like, sadness. They're like, okay, well, Butrin. I'm like, yeah. Like,
that's I remember it. That. I called Aaron. I was like, she's like, well, he's on,
Mel Brooks-Citrin? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Mel Brooks-Citrin.
What the hell did you say?
It just starts being mean to people. Like, you're just like super entitled if you start taking Mel Brooks and Cam.
Wait, you don't like Mel Brooks?
I don't know.
You can get the hell out.
Did he do some stuff? I don't know. Wasn't he the one that did mean shit? Anti-Semitic rants?
No.
That's Mel Gibson.
Yeah, Mel Brooks
that's
did.
That's Mel Gibson-fram. That's Mel Gibson-fram.
That would be anti-Jews-a-fram?
Jews-a-fram. No Jews-a-fram? No, but just name it what it is, because I could do that. Like, what do you want? I'm like, oh, like this heart, feet, wiener, like whatever the hell it is. It doesn't matter. But then
Fungus.
And then this whole thing is leading me to think about how fucking weird these prescription commercials are anyway. And yes, you'd go to other countries, and I'm not sure if you might know this, you might not. They don't have prescription drug commercials in other countries. Like, that's not a normal thing. For you to be going to your doctor and sales pitching him on what drugs he should be giving you.
Right.
That's fucking weird. It's super weird. But even weirder that I have noticed this trend over the last decade or so with these prescription drug commercials is how the side effects have changed. Where it's used to just be this fast thing, get the run-of-the-mill diarrhea, stomach, nausea, dizziness. Like your normal standard bullshit, right? And like...
which is... I'm sorry.
Vomiting, might die. Irregular heartbeat.
That's like, so ridiculous. Like, you're taking medication into that, and you're like, you could suffer from all these things. Prolapse colon.
Yeah, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah. What would I rather have, a heart attack or my colon fall out of my ass?
I'd rather have a colon fall out of my ass.
At least I'm not dying of a heart attack.
Right. But anyway, so I noticed that it was just part of that collection of side effects, and it would say weight loss. Like, that would be a part of it. Now, over the course of the last 10 years, it has slowly morphed into a selling point for these fucking drugs. It went from just a part of the side effects to now they read all the side effects, and then the actor comes forward and does a pose and he goes, and I might lose a little weight. And I'm like, what the fuck? What is happening? Like, how is this okay? Like, they're using this, schizophrenic drug. I don't think that's one of them, but they're using that and then also marketing it as losing 10 pounds and also stopping the voices in your head. Well, it's just such a weird combination.
And you gain a person because you walk around the corner, you drop a couple LBs, and this attractive woman sees it.
So, they're tying in like, I might lose a little weight. And they do this shitty smile, and I fucking hate it.
I can see the guy doing that, too, and he's like playing golf or something.
Yeah, and they grab
their might lose a little weight.
They grab their stomach, and they're like, I might shrink a little bit.
And then he tees off, and then gets in the cart and drives off with his buddies.
And it says personal drive record. Like, he broke it because he's losing weight for his whatever. But what else are they going to tie in? What other weird benefits do they start tying into other shit? We're like, and I'd have a hard dick for 4 hours. And you're like, what the shit does that have to do with migraines? Like, you're like, I don't.
Well, if I'm going to have a headache, at least I'm going to have a lot of sex.
Right. Like a sleeping pill that fucking like gives you an erection. I don't know. But they're going to tie in other weird shit. I just thought that was weird. And I had to address it. It's been pissing me off for a long time. If you can't tell.
Yeah. I mean, I think those commercials are funny anyway, because they show this guy like, he's got erectile dysfunction or something, and he's pushing some old hot broad on a swing, like a tire swing.
Wee, underdog.
Yeah. We can't show the guy's erect penis, but we can show him
pushing a swing.
Pushing a swing and subtle little hints like, tonight I'm gonna give it to you on this.
Like, they're cleaning a long dish together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's polishing a rod.
That's the longest plate I've ever seen. That's a weird shaped plate.
It's like a Thanksgiving plate, you know. Right. It's got all
made for holding that big ass turkey. Just even longer and skinnier. Anyway, so
stuffing.
If you're out there, would you sign up for my app that you had to send a picture of your prescription drugs? I think that's pretty funny.
I do love that, because you
and I'm not fucking serious, calm down, but it is really funny to me.
But it is funny, like, you, let's say you had a relationship where someone took Pazamajam and they're like, oh man, I remember what that did to him or her at bedtime. They went nuts or whatever. So you get to see that.
They started hallucinating.
Like, no, I don't want to deal with that again. It's like, nothing against her personally, but I just couldn't handle the hallucinations.
I couldn't handle the dragons on the ceiling.
Right.
Or whatever your partner was seeing.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I'm trying to sleep. I don't need to hear about Imagine Dragons CDs.
Your fucking quest that you just went on. And I want to go to bed. Thank you. Okay.
So then you flip through and you see another one. It's like, it's for 4 hour erections. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well,
I've seen where this goes.
I've seen where this goes. Yeah, yeah. Or, but on the other side of it, you're like, okay,
I'm still sore.
I can go all night.
Right.
You know, like, You don't want to, I guess, if you
erection and an eating disorder?
Yeah.
Yay!
Well, there you go. But right out of the gate, you know, this guy likes to fuck.
And he's bipolar.
And he's bipolar, yeah. And if you're into that sort of thing, then that's your thing.
Fucking perfect.
And then you swipe right and you set up a date.
Set up a date at your local pharmacy.
Could you pick up your medicine together?
Go to Rite Aid and pick up your...
Could you imagine the person swiping and then that person gets a notification and they look at that account and they're like,
I don't know.
Because the pajama jam. Yeah, yeah. It's like she sees dragons.
Or you guys have the same ones and you're like, yikes.
Yeah, that's a recipe for disaster.
You know how bad it is on your end? You're like, I would not want to date me.
Yeah.
That'd be awful.
Well, that's good self-awareness.
It is.
But maybe you like to be told stories and you're like, oh, she's got some fun dragon stories right before bed. You're like, I like to be told stories before bed.
I'm a baby at bedtime.
Yeah.
If I can tuck me in.
Maybe it works.
Daddy dragon. Okay, let's move on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We gotta do a game show. You ready?
Oh, if it was Khaleesi, I would. Oh. I don't care what medication she's on.
Swipe right or whatever. Oof. Direction.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play
Plus
the game
I
show.
Plus, I could burn her alive and she wouldn't die.
Which is weird, but fine. It's a weird fetish.
Weird fetish I have. Right. They all keep dying.
I know. Why? You never got to find the immortal ones. Mm. And you only do that by lighting them on fire. Mm-hmm. It's a vicious cycle.
Are we going to live forever?
No. We'll find out. All right. Let's do it. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Live from the Can You Don't Studios in beautiful downtown Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Everyone's favorite game show, at least one that's on a podcast. What the fuck just happened?
Hi.
Hey.
Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first for... I'm going to play this again just...
Oh, shit.
Sick. I could even turn it up. Watch this for the...
Right on the kick in. Jeez. Oh, here it comes. Here, it's building up. The halftime.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why that's so funny to me today. Just way too aggressive for what we're doing. Okay, so we turn articles or things that we find on the internet into game shows. Play along with us at home, and we'll see how many points you get, and you compare it to us. Do you want to go first? Want me to go first?
Your points don't matter.
Points don't matter, but we'll find you, and we will kill you.
I'll go first.
Okay. Do it.
Yeah, well,
I'll go first, and then you just leave.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were going to say, like, oh, yeah, and then I was waiting for you to say something. Yeah.
Gladly, Brian.
Acknowledge me.
What do you have for me?
When I say something, you acknowledge me.
Yes. Go ahead.
All right, we're going to head across the pond to Scotland.
Okay. I'm turning off my screen, so I don't even look at your questions.
Don't look at my shit.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, over in Scotland, there was a heated debate going on about who is chosen as the first. This person was chosen the first person for this job.
Okay.
He'll have this job on a brand new government campaign.
On a brand new car!
It's a new car!
Okay, brand new campaign. Got it.
It's a new act that just came into law. He's expected to lead regional campaigns across schools, colleges, wider communities to raise awareness on this new law.
You say whiter or wider?
Wider.
Okay.
Whiter.
I was like, okay.
With a D.
All right. I was like, all right, weird KKK article. Here we go.
We need more whiteness around the world.
It's like, okay, all right.
And so a new law to ensure that Scottish government funding is allocated properly for this new thing.
Okay.
So his name is Jason Grant. His previous jobs include account manager for Imperial Tobacco.
Uh-huh.
He's a former well-being officer for Dundee and Angus College. I'm assuming that's in Scotland also. And has also had his own personal training company.
Okay.
So this is his background.
All right.
What do you think the new job that he was chosen for
what is it?
What is the job?
Okay.
Is he A, president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids?
Uh-huh.
B, Period Dignity Officer for Period Dignity Working Group. That's a mouthful to say. Chief Visionary Officer for Global Wellness Institute. Or D, Abstinence Coach for StopMasturbatingNow.org.
Oh, man.
Some good jobs in there.
I'm going B or D, or two or three, or two or four, whatever.
Two or four.
C is out because Institute doesn't make sense inside of that.
Global Wellness Institute?
I don't know why it doesn't make any sense to me. Coalition?
It's a real place.
Is it? Fuck me. I'm going to blow it then. But I think it's going to be either the period one or the Stop Masturbating Now.
So just so you know, these are all real.
Those are all real.
They're all, those four things are all real.
Okay. I feel like it would be weird to put a dude in charge of a period task force. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Ireland isn't that wacky.
Scotland.
Right next door.
The Irish are going to be pissed.
Same thing. I'm going to go with D. I'm going to go with Stop Masturbating Now.
Okay.
.org or com.
You're going with D, the abstinence coach for StopMasturbatingNow.org.
Man, that's a weird job. Dude. Okay, yeah, I'm going with D.
Okay.
Just because, I don't know.
All right, that's what Joe's going with, is a coach for StopMasturbatingNow.org.
Okay. Coach.
Thanks, coach.
Just a whistle. Knock it off.
Actually,
no, stop it. Thanks, coach. Sorry, I was about to punch it.
some kid's like slowly pulling down his pants. Hey, no.
Nope.
Up. Down and give me 20.
Up. Put that down and give me 20.
Yeah, put that down and give me 20. Okay. Not 20 strokes. No. Push-ups.
20 pushies.
All right.
Okay. So, dick.
Question number two. What is the new law that was passed that started this whole fiasco?
All right.
Was it A, free masturbation shock rings? B, free tobacco-less cigarettes? C, free sanitary period products? Or D, free...
I'm handcuffed now. Go ahead.
Free health-conscious energy bars. And these aren't necessarily... The second questions aren't necessarily real. They're framed to fit the first.
Yeah, I noticed that. So if I could either go... I can disperse my choices and not go for 100% on these. By a masturbation shock ring... God damn it, that's so funny. Why is that so funny?
It's like a shock collar for a dog. Every time he starts to jerk off.
Just starts this motion.
And it zaps.
I'm washing my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You're like scratching someone's back and it starts shocking you.
You know what would be funny is if there was a guy that was in control of that. So he's just watching him every time. He's like, he's sitting in a room with a bunch of cameras. Every time his kid pulls his pants out. Yeah,
he has a little punch board.
Yeah.
He just like seat 12. God damn it. I think I'm gonna do a different approach and just hope that I get it right. I'm going with free period things.
The free sanitary period products?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going with that. I'm spreading it out because that was my other option on number one. So instead of going balls deep on the masturbation stuff, I'm going to spread it out.
You're
going
to dig in on the masturbation.
I'm going to spread out my point choices. I'm going to hope that I get at least one or both of them correct.
Okay.
Or I can't get both correct. Sorry, one of two. Go ahead. And maybe the three will be the tiebreaker.
All right. So he's going with free sanitary period products. All right.
Yeah. Masturbation. The shock rings are a lot more fun, though.
They are fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't imagine being fun, but you know what I mean.
They'd be fun for the person that was shocked.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the last question number three. Why are people so upset with Jason getting this job.
No, okay.
Is he A, he's not a doctor and shouldn't be giving health advice to young children and adults.
Okay.
B, masturbates like a fiend and that would be super hypocritical. C, he's a dude and has no business mansplaining periods to women.
Mm-hmm.
Or D, he previously worked for a tobacco company and will probably be selling cigs to the kids behind the gym in recess.
That'd be such a weird, like, I am not comfortable. Just back there, come here, Timmy.
Mm-hmm.
How many sticks?
How many you need?
How many, I don't know, cool SIG terms, but I never got into it. I'm sure someone will call them sticks or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, they used to be called that. Or yeah. Darts. Canadians call them darts.
That's weird.
Going out and having a dart. Let's go have a dart. Let's go back and have a dart.
It's just a weird word. All the dart. Well, he has no business mansplaining periods, but he also is not going to be a doctor. But I don't know if that's the issue of them not being a doctor. It's about him mansplaining periods. I'm going mansplaining periods. Because to hand out free products, you don't have to be a doctor. That's final answer C.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. That's it.
Okay. So how'd we do? I wish I had a button that would better give me. Okay, whatever. I don't have any tense music.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
That's pretty good. And the answers are.
All right. So here's the actual story.
Okay.
A Scottish group appoints man as first ever period dignity regional lead.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna get on the first question.
I was gonna get the first one.
Yeah, and you would have had all three.
I know.
So you got two out of three, which isn't bad.
Isn't bad.
Because I could see your brain working on the period stuff.
Yeah.
So Scotland was the first country in the world to provide free and universal access to period products when it passed the Period Products Free Provisions Act.
Okay.
Which became a law this week.
Which is weird that it's not like that across the entire planet, but here we are.
It's, yeah, the first country to do that.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
So, glad I don't have China.
I know,
right?
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, dodge that one.
Dodge the bullet there.
Ugh. No rights, no products. All right. Ugh. Pushing babies out.
Gotta clean up blood all the time.
Ugh. Dodge that bullet.
So, critics are calling the appointment absurd. Peak gender idiocracy.
Mm.
So this was a Martina Navratilova,
okay.
The old tennis player. Have we ever tried to explain to men how to shave or how to take care of their prostate or whatever? That was a tweet that she sent out. So this is the kind of reaction that we're getting is like, why is a man trying to explain menstruation and periods to everyone?
I'd rather, I don't know, but if a female wants to show me how to do a prostate exam, yeah. Man. You know what I mean? Just kidding.
So I think this is what the reasoning. I'm not trying to justify, but I think this is what they're thinking. I think being a man will help. Well, this is what Jason said. I think being a man will help me break down barriers, reduce the stigma, and encourage more open discussions. Although affecting women directly, periods are an issue for everyone. So I think women having period at work.
He all winks these, at the end.
Places.
Yeah. He's like, and they affect everyone.
yeah.
Right, bros?
Right, yeah.
Oh, do they?
Women, right?
Jesus. Right, wink.
1 week out of there, you can't fucking, you know.
Can't do anything. Walking on eggshells in this motherfucker. Yeah, that is weird.
So I think that what they're doing is trying to do, they don't have to hire a man to do that.
They're probably just what I don't know. He maybe just was the most qualified. His resume was probably sweet.
So I'll tell you what. So by changing the culture, encouraging the debate, and removing the stigma around periods, we look forward to supporting the delivery of this important work across the region. The job advert said, suitable candidate needed a successful track record of engaging and empowering a large range of people from a diverse range of cultural and socioeconomical backgrounds. Which makes sense, but this last part, in particular, young people who menstruate.
Okay.
And then, so you hire a guy to do that. So, specifically, he's young like, girls who start menstruating. We need a man to do that.
He lied on his resume.
Yeah.
He's like, oh yeah, all I do is menstruate. You kidding me? Says, yeah, all the time. Oh, wow. Okay. He lied on his resume. I don't know how he got in here, but he's pretty good.
Well, he worked in tobacco.
And
he was a personal trainer. So, of course, he's qualified to talk about periods.
It's like proficient in Excel, proficient in PowerPoint, menstruating all the time.
Good at this.
I've
dated that.
Women who menstruate, I've had to deal with women.
It can't be that different, right?
Okay. So what I find funny about this, and I was writing this stuff down, and I was looking at menses and menstruation. It kind of clicked in my head. It's kind of funny that even the word menstruation has men in it.
I know.
Like a word that's meant to do that even has the word men in it.
Yeah. What a world.
So it does make sense to have a man do it.
That's what you're going for?
That's what I...
Bottom line?
They made the right decision.
2 out of 3. Not bad. Better than the last time we did this.
Yeah.
Here's my story for you.
Okay.
Here's just a little bit of setup for you. We are heading to Ohio. Thanks to our amazing daughter, Sarah, who sent this my way. Yeah. Is Ohio the Florida of the North? I don't know.
Sure.
But this story is in the medical field, which I know that you're an expert in, so you shouldn't have any problem with this. Right. So let's move on to the first question. A 72-year-old unidentified man's life changed forever when he discovered what happening in his nether region. Okay. Ready? Okay. A, his penis had started splitting in half down the middle. B, his nutsack started whistling. C, his testicles completely disappeared and he's, quote, pretty sure they were there yesterday. And D, his naughty rocket was so aggressively erect it has started to bleed through the pores.
Naughty rocket?
Mm-hmm. It's a medical term.
I just visualized, like, his dick splitting in two and then, like, forming. And now he's got two dicks.
It's like a weird alien scene.
It's like Medusa, but like...
But Dixusa?
P-Dusa.
Uh-huh.
I think I've heard something about balls whistling.
Damn it.
I think.
I hope you pick it, then you can fucking lose the whole thing.
God, well, I want to say the splitting, that just seems too ridiculous. Mm-hmm. What was C?
C was that his testicles completely disappeared, but he was pretty sure they were there yesterday.
Okay, so that one's out. And then D was what again?
Naughty rocket, it started bleeding through the pores.
Yeah, I'm going with the whistling balls.
Okay, fine. Sounds good to me. So number two, once taken to the hospital, he was given an x-ray. This x-ray discovered what? A, the man had somehow grown a literal bone inside his penis. B, nothing. But the process of getting ready for the x-ray led to a new discovery. C, he had excessive amounts of air floating within his body. Or D, the man had a small but live animal deep inside his colon.
A little whistling animal.
Yeah.
This is a little animal.
Ba-dee-bop-dee-ba-do-do. Whatever that one song was. The hamster dance. Ski-ba-dee-da-boo-da-do-do. Ski-ba-dee-bo.
Well, I guess I think what makes sense for me to go with, if I chose whistling, mm-hmm. having extra air in his body makes the most sense because that air's got to go somewhere.
It's got to get out of there.
So I'm gonna pick that.
Okay. C is your choice then?
Yeah.
And then question three, doctors were eventually able to locate the source of the issue. That source involved them finding what on the patient? An open wound on the left side of his scrotum, that's A. B, multiple injection sites on the shaft of the penis where the man had injected a lethal amount of botulinum toxin, Botox.
Oh.
Botulinum? I don't know. See, this is why it should be called not fucking
exactly.
Back.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's Botox. Yeah. Done. Move on.
Mm-hmm.
So he injected that. Oh, he had C, rope burns on his taint that had gotten infected.
Rope burns?
Or D, there was a literal tattoo of an old-timey sign pointing and saying, source of the issue.
Well, I think it's either A or B because the rope burn, God, unless he's into some really weird fetish stuff.
Yep. This is a deep cut.
And D, I feel like, is out.
Yeah, that'd be so weird if D was in. holy shit. Did you look at that? Doctor, get in here. Look at this. This is the source of the issue. Oh, hi, dogs. I'm not going to yell at my dogs this time because everyone couldn't hear them last time.
Oh, I can hear them.
Mm-hmm.
God, the Botox thing is interesting because maybe he tried to, like, doesn't Botox expand or fill? Like, did he try to make his dick bigger?
That would be the trick.
Or no, but...
Filling,
the original one was about his balls, though. right? The original question?
That was your guess. No, you guessed
that was
about
my,
that.
I know, that was my guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to stick with the balls then.
Okay.
Because if I change it, the best I can do is tie you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with that, and I'm going to go all in.
And go for the win.
Go all in with the balls.
All right. Well, you ready for me to read the read the full article? So a nightmare turned into reality for an Ohio man who was alarmed and heard weird noises coming from his genitals. He had a hissing noise, had been diagnosed as the first person in the world with a whistling scrotum.
First person?
Well, fucking
that makes,
yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
The first, you don't say. What? My uncle's been whistling from his dick, or his fucking ball sack.
Whistling Dixie?
Dixie. My uncle's been whistling Dixie for fucking a decade. So he was out of breath, had a swollen face, went to the hospital, and they all found out the stuff. The x-ray, you know, had excessive amounts of air floating around his body. So he went in at one point, and he had a testicle surgery to reduce swelling that was 5 months earlier. So when this air got trapped inside of him, the only place it could come out was through this wound that he had just gotten through a surgery next to his nuts. So you got all three correct.
Oh, okay.
So then it just started whistling out of his fucking nuts because he had a bunch of air in him, which will kill you. You can't just have air floating around in your fucking body.
Where was the air?
Just in his body. The x-ray of the
Why didn't it come out of his...
Causing his lungs to collapse.
Jesus.
If left untreated, this could be permanently damaging to his heart, his lung function, potentially leading to death, doctors reported. So, the primary source of the man's strange whistling was an open wound on the left side of his scrotum. What a fucking nightmare. But how weird to come across that, where you're like, your what is whatting?
Oh. You're thinking your ear's ringing or something?
What the fuck? What's whistling? It sounds like a teapot. Like, I don't know how loud.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it was just like a hit, like a like air, like, slowly coming out of a tire.
Yeah, exactly. Or like a hole in like a floaty thing.
Right, it's right.
Yeah.
But it'd be funnier if it was just like
like a windstorm when it's howling, just howling winds.
Yeah. But that is so trippy.
So the air was caused because of the surgery?
No, it didn't say in this article where it came from. It just say that maybe it came through like an open cut or something along the line. But it's a rare condition, not particularly coming from your scrotum. But they say that 60 cases like this have been described. Since the air can't escape through the body's orifices, the air usually requires medical intervention. But in this case, the air just pushed itself out of the nutsack.
So that's what I was thinking. So like, actually, if it wasn't didn't have to do with that surgery. If it's a good thing he did have the surgery because they left a wound or something. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Like if he didn't have that surgery,
it wouldn't have escaped. Wouldn't have gave a whistle place.
An alarm.
It's like, ding, turkey's done. But it's more like your health.
Right.
You're going to die.
Yeah. So, yeah. Good.
Okay.
Good on his balls for.
Yeah. Good on your ball. Fucking hand.
Well
it.
Done.
Got to hand it to
well
you.
Well done.
You know what I mean? All right. Well, you fucking beat me. Good
yes.
for you, idiot. How did everybody else do at home? Hope you guys did as good as us and enjoyed playing along with what the fuck just happened.
When you asked that question, I was waiting for somebody to answer instinctually, and then I didn't hear anything.
I had a good time.
Like, how many people got those right?
Boo. Oh, man. And let's go to the audience, the live audience. What? Crickets.
We'll add sounds later.
Right.
Well,
okay, I have some good news. You want to take a look at that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray, we aren't doomed.
Yeah! All right, Bri Guy. I was able to find something super sweet and nice on the interwebs.
Good.
Yeah.
Something good happened.
All on my own this week.
Yeah.
It wasn't even sent in. I went out and found the good stuff.
You've been carrying the load of this show for a while.
Well, you carried it for weeks yourself when I was going through my
shit. We're sharing each other's loads.
Yeah. Soon we'll get back to having an equal load share.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is just a really cool story about technology, because I love when technology is used for good and not used to advance killing people.
And so, pharmaceutical
right.
drugs.
A company has created augmented reality spectacles that play subtitles on conversations happening in the real world. So if you don't know what augmented reality is, first, I don't know where you've been, but a quick explanation, it projects like information into the real world around you. So it's not virtual reality. It's not its own created space. It's using your actual world and then putting stuff
like
in it.
Like a dinosaur walking around in your world.
You're like, oh my God, there's a ghost on the table. Mm-hmm. But it just uses your table, it scans it, and puts the ghost in it. So that's augmented reality. So Dan Scarface was sad to see his 97-year-old grandfather sitting quietly in a room on Christmas Day, surrounded by his family, but unable to join in with the conversation because of his hearing loss. Seems like an ordinary pair of glasses. They're actually using Amazon Alexa software to turn incoming audio into closed captioning before the software developed by Scarf and his company, Real Projects. Those CCs were augmented reality into the real world through those glasses. So it's, if you can't hear anything, you could have a hearing aid, which obviously would be great, but it might not work in all situations. Imagine going to a movie and you have these glasses on. And it just projects the subtitles in real time.
Then you gotta read
as you're watching the movie. I know, but if you can't fucking hear it, but you want to watch the movie, this is a great way to do it. Or imagine like being a part of a conversation. But my first thought about this. Well, first my first thought was this is amazing and this is great and I can't wait for this technology to make it to people that need it. My second one was if it gets the words wrong. And it's the wrong word at the wrong time.
Yeah.
That's going to piss off your deaf grandpa.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Just mistakes the word like stilts for sluts.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're like, what? Why you call me? Why'd you say you like my sluts?
Mm-hmm.
But whatever that word is, maybe that's more entertaining. Depending on the person's sense of humor, maybe it's a better product anyway.
I'm assuming grandpa, though, is probably not wanting to read sluts and stuff like that. He's,
I know.
You know what I mean?
I will like, when I'm a grandpa.
Well, yeah, but I don't think, I could be wrong. Yeah, I probably am. But you know, like, I feel like we're going to be cooler grandparents than
that's what they all say.
Our grandparents because we
I was just talking to someone about that today. Our parents did not look at their parents and say, I want to be just as annoying as you when I get older. Parents just turn into that and no one knows how it happens. So we look at our parents and you're like, ugh. I mean, not all the time, but you're like, oh my God, like it just gets on your nerves a little bit. And you're like, I'm never going to do that to my grandkids or to my kids. I'm not going to treat them like this, but it keeps happening. It's a vicious cycle. So it's not like everybody just magically, you know, avoids it and everyone gets better.
I think where I'm going with this is I think our generation, I'm 39, you're 37. We're that first generation that grew up with the internet. We had
and no internet.
Nintendo, and we had the perspective of none of that and all of it. So, us as like a 97-year-old grandpa, I'm probably going to be still playing video games, and so I'll be in some way fashion like I get what the kids are doing. Whereas like our parents or our grandparents have been like your kids and your tablets, you know, like we're going to get it because we grew up with it.
So. I hope so, but it's going to be so advanced.
Yeah,
you're going to be like, I don't want to learn how to use the metaverse. I'm not going to the grocery store.
I don't want my car to fly.
Right.
I just want to drive down to the corner.
Four wheels, like good old days. I don't need to be 80 feet in the air. I got no business being 80 feet in the air.
I have a fascination with flying. I want to be able to fly, like a goose flying over
Hong Kong.
Yep. Like I've said this before, like just like a geese fly over a lake, you know, I want that feeling of stuff flying by me. Mm-hmm. I just want that feeling so bad.
You can get you that with a jetpack. That's the new goal.
So I'm waiting for a jetpack to become consumer.
Goal number one, make enough on Patreon to support the show and hire a producer, right? Goal number two, get you a jetpack. What do you think?
Yeah,
I don't know what that is. We'll just figure it out. And then goal three is to hire a new co-host because you're dead.
Yeah.
So that's going to be our tiers as we work our way up
through
Patreon.
What a way to go, though. Going back.
you just, dude, that'd be so funny. Well, not funny. But we work so hard. We grind for fucking years to get you a jetpack so you can smash into a building.
Yeah.
And then I have to...
Or I fly off a cliff like Coyote.
Yeah.
And I just fly out and I run out of gas and just sit there for a second, feel the ground.
Meep, meep.
Bang.
And then it just goes... okay, I'm really excited for this next part.
That's cool.
Okay.
Oh, there's more?
No, yeah, we'll move on to the next segment. You ready?
Oh, I was just going to say that earlier, like the perspective of me complaining about having to read while they're, it's like, because I can hear, I don't want to read, but someone who can't hear, obviously, like that's, it was just,
being an ass.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a funny perspective. Like,
oh my God.
I don't want to watch this in Spanish.
Take your glasses off. It's disrespectful.
Back in my day, I used to just watch it without putting glasses on.
Right. Okay, let's take a look at this next thing. It's very funny.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out together as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes, that's awesome.
All right, this is funny. Very excited to show it to you, even if you already have seen this, because it has been a little bit since it's made its rounds on the internet. Okay. But I'm guessing maybe it's making its way back around, as it should, because it's fucking funny. This was sent in by our musically inclined daughter, Maya.
Did she make this?
No. That'd be weird. She didn't say she made it. I'm guessing no.
She's staying humble.
Yeah, I've seen this all over the place. It is so funny. You're going to know the song by Nickelback, and I hope you enjoy it as much as we do. Here you go.
I like your pants around your feet.
It's a classic.
I like your feet around your pants.
Whoop, that's different.
I like your pants around your pants. I like your feet around your feet.
Of course.
I love pants.
That's it.
That's pretty good.
If you just put in pants feet, there's no way you're going to find any other song. I like your
whoever
feet
made that
round your pants.
I love that when genius. You see stuff like that, like they're making it and they're like, this is,
I know.
You just know.
I know. And if you watch the video that goes along with it, right before that final chorus, there's this little like, in the video fades way in on that sound wave because you know it's killing them. he's like, pants. Okay.
Pants feet.
Let's hear from some of our kids. You ready?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, you guys.
All right. Let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
All right, so we're going to hear from two... two of our kids this week. And our first one is from our foodie son, Josh, who writes, "Hey, guys. I just started listening to the new show, and I've been loving every minute of it. After hearing Brian's poop his pants story, I had to write in and share my own fecal
phenomenon. Love a good poop story.
I was 18 or 19, and I just started dating this girl. That's the best. Here we go. It was my second or third night sleeping at her apartment. I woke up in the middle of the night with what felt like a huge fart ready to bust out of my poop hole. I clenched my jaw and let it rip, hoping it wouldn't wake her up. Turns out, it was pure liquid spouting from my ass like a hose straight into her bed. Just wait, it gets better. I shot out of bed, climbing over her because I was sleeping by the wall, ran to the bathroom and started vomiting and shitting at the same time.
Jesus Christ.
Food poisoning. After my first round of the double human fountain, I've been there. It sucks.
Yep.
I grabbed a towel from the rack in the bathroom and went back to the bedroom with my still sleeping date. I threw the towel over the diarrhea and woke her up enough to tell her I was having food poisoning and I needed to go home. I left her house with liquid shit on her bed and vomit in her trash can. I felt like a terrible person for leaving her like this and did apologize the next day. I would fucking hope so. Please, bless her fucking heart. She stayed with me for 2 years.
Wow.
And never mentioned the incident ever again. Thanks for reading. Hope you got a nice laugh out of this. Looking forward to the laughs to come. Stupid fucking idiot, Josh."
So are they still together?
I don't think so. I think he probably would have noted, and we're still together today. But said they stayed with me for over 2 years. So they could be together right now.
That's what I'm wondering.
I don't know, but maybe that's what he's implying.
Good on her, though. That's a keeper.
I know. Shit all over her bed, she's like, no biggie.
I thought he was going to say that he projectile shat on her bed.
You know, that's happened. That's fun. It's fun to deal
with.
What
I want to know is, like, they were just...
Third night feed.
Sorry. If you're that, I mean, he was up. He must have been very. I know she's sleeping, but he clenched clenching your jaw, is that like you're trying to push harder?
I think so. Or I don't know.
Like, you think you would try to squeak it out, but he just went for it. He was like, I'm going to wake her up with this one.
I know, that's a weird play on a date, but you do you, Josh. Karma in liquid form. Okay, you read your email to me. Read it to me right now. Read it to me right now.
Right now!
Do it!
Our second email sent in by our kiddo Mariah.
Hey.
Shit, Mariah. Hello, fathers.
Hi.
Hello there, fathers. Hello. I was listening to the dick about Roomba, and it made me think of a story my mom told me yesterday.
Okay.
My mom lives in a rough area and works graveyard shifts. One night before work, she was outside her home and noticed a gaggle of crackheads. That must be our Patreon.
Must be.
Scoping out places on the block. She lives alone, and to deter the robbers, she balled up some pillows and blankets on her couch. Even went as far as putting one of her hoodies on the pillow to make it look like someone was on her couch. That way, if someone broke in, they'd think someone was sleeping on the couch and leave. Hmm. I mean, that's not a bad idea,
no,
I guess.
No, yeah. Home Alone-ish.
Yeah. If she would have been, like, pulling...
Right.
Sweetie-doo.
Right. Get out of your nose, you little pervert.
Well, my mom got home from work the next morning. She's super tired and walks in through the front door and forgets she made the fake person on her couch. My mom is one person that will fuck anybody up with no fear. So she stops in her tracks and starts yelling at the person she thinks is sleeping on her couch. Can you imagine? She's like, get the fuck out! What are you doing in my house?
Wake up!
Yeah. And it's not waking up. When the person, quote, person, doesn't reply, she grabs the back of what she thought was their head and suddenly remembers. Suddenly remembers that she put that on the couch. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I thought you'd both find the story about a 5-foot woman yelling at a bald blanket's funny. Love the podcast, your kiddo Mariah.
That is funny. Oh, man. It reminds me of, and I think we've already talked about it on the show, maybe we talked about it in our own lives off the microphones, but in Ace Ventura, when the guy, I said, quit barking or get away from the door.
Mm-hmm.
And he grabs the squeak.
I said, get.
And he squeezes the fake dog. Uh-huh. It's the same kind of situation.
Can you imagine if it squeaked?
Yeah.
His balls.
Squeaky toys?
Yeah.
Squeak, squeak. You grab the head, it's like, squeak. It'd probably scare you.
Oh my God. That is funny, though, because you like, you think you're doing so. I've had moments where, so my wife's got a mannequin in the bedroom that she got it when she worked at Nordstrom. And so she'll put clothes on there and stuff like that, you know, just to whatever, to hang out. I don't know why it's still there.
You know, be a good place, that mannequin? The dumpster.
Yeah. Oh, believe me. I made videos and people are like, what?
Why?
And not with it. It's just in the background in the room. And they're like, why is there a naked mannequin?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just,
I'm kidding. I like the weirdness, but I'm just being a dick.
But sometimes at night, you know, like, you walk in and you'll see this outline of a person and you kind of have a little freak out moment, like, oh gee, oh yeah, that's right, just a mannequin with tits.
Oh, just my wife's mannequin.
Yeah.
This is one of those things. All right, well, that's our show.
And mannequin has the word man in it too, and it was a woman. It's a man's world.
This is, gosh, so glad I have a penis.
God, man, if women had stronger arms, they could do more.
You could take it all back.
Yeah.
So that's all comes down to a strong ass arms.
Just do some pull-ups and
bicep curls.
Yeah.
Take your world back, baby. All right, well, that's it. Episode 10 in the bag.
Yeah, baby.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You want to do the ending? You want to work on your ending? I don't have to do it.
Okay. Go ahead. Actually, a good idea.
I'm not judging you. Go ahead.
What did you say? I wasn't listening.
I got halfway through. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, yeah. At Can You Don't Podcast. Mm-hmm. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Can You Don't Podcast.
Right.
If you have something you want to see on the show, email that to heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com.
And what would be some examples of that they could send in to Hey Guys?
I don't know. Some like funny stories that they've had, some petty beef, maybe.
Yeah.
Some just fun stories that they find on the internet that would be funny for Dick.
Cheese fetish?
Yeah, any sort of sexual fetish.
Yeah. And we've got some new things we're working on. So we'll talk about those.
We were just talking about that. We're pretty excited. We're going to try out some new stuff. Hopefully it doesn't suck.
That'd be weird. That'd be a total bummer.
We're like,
this is going to be the best thing that ever tanks the show.
Yep. No. And they're like, that sucked. Never do it again.
All right. We go, okay.
Yeah, we would not do it again. And we would do it again. Because we say, fuck you. We do what we want.
Fuck you.
All right. And make sure to rate and review us on wherever you listen to the podcast, because that really does help out the show.
Absolutely. See?
And join the Patreon.
You have to join the Patreon.
That's the number one way you can support us, right? I'm doing it. Look at this. It's like you're saying it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one way you can support us right now.
Yeah. And that's great. Where can they find the link?
Don't know.
You almost
somewhere,
had it.
Episode, somewhere in the
episode
bio?
Description.
Okay, yeah.
That's it. Almost got it.
Yeah.
I think you did a good job.
I got a joke for you this
okay.
week.
Okay.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
Very simple joke, but I found it entertaining.
Okay.
Brian, did you know 6:30 is my favorite time of day? Hands down.
Because both hands are on the six. Is that a joke? Because does a joke imply that you're just kind of a, well, I guess it's kind of a joke.
It's a dad joke.
It's a, you know,
it's a punny, okay. Play on words.
Yeah.
Favorite
it's
time
so
of day.
Funny.
Hands down.
I get it.
That's it.
Pretty funny.
Okay. Well, we're going to play this one more time on the way out. Hope you guys enjoy it. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
For episode 11.
I like your pants around your feet.
Or, whoops.
I like your feet around your pants. I like your pants around your pants. I like your feet around your feet.
I like your pants.
This one.
Pants. Pants. Feet. Feet. I love pants. And I love feet. Feet. Pants. Pants.
It just doesn't even round. It's pants feet.